Thus says the Lord. The first words of the first reading of this year's Novena of Grace are a simple reminder of an idea that is always before us, but one that we tend to forget, that ours is a God who wants to communicate to us. Ours is a God who speaks. Ours is a God who has something to say. For many years, for many centuries, it seems, the God of Israel, our God, spoke to people, to prophets and kings, among others, in words, in dreams, in signs, through angels. The God of Israel was always looking for another opportunity to say something, another opportunity to say something else, another opportunity to say something more. At some point, we Christians believe God decided, rather than say something else to the people of Israel, or as was so often the case, to say something over again in the hopes that this time they would listen, God decided to say everything at once, to say it all, in one expression, in one act, in one gesture. And so God spoke himself, spoke the word, but spoke it in the only way which we might have a chance to hear it and understand it, by becoming one of us in the person of Jesus Christ. Rather than saying something else again, God spoke God's self into the world. This self-revelation came into our world and proclaimed the good news to anyone who would listen. And he healed, and he cured, and he fed, and he gathered friends. And he told stories. Jesus said to the Pharisees, the first words of our gospel reading tonight are the introduction to a story. And it is another reminder of something that is always before us, but that we tend to forget. That when God chose to reveal God's self to us in the person of Jesus, he came as a storyteller, or really a teacher who used stories to teach. Some of the stories he told tried to illustrate and explain Israel's history, law, and tradition. Some of the stories he told tried to disrupt the understanding of the history and tradition, and encourage the people of Israel to understand their relationship with God in a new way. Some of the stories he told made sense to the people who heard them, and some of the stories confused even those who were closest to him. I wouldn't be surprised if he told some stories that were so boring nobody bothered to write them down. We've all told those stories. One of the stories that was written down is this gospel story we hear today about the rich man, Lazarus, and Abraham. On some level, it seems a fairly straightforward story about how we should care for the poor and those in need, or else, as the rich man in the story finds out, we risk our own salvation. But the exchange in the story between the rich man suffering in hell and Abraham looking down on him from heaven reveals perhaps something even more than that. In this story, this parable that Jesus tells, there is this wonderful exchange at the end when the rich man asks Abraham if he could be raised from the dead to go and warn his brothers that they need to care for the poor. But Abraham replies, "Look, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them." But the rich man claims that those stories are not enough. His brothers won't listen to those stories. He didn't listen to those stories. But were someone to rise from the dead, then, he says, then people would listen. Of course, this is a not-so-veiled reference to Christ's own resurrection. But what comes next in the story is fascinating. Abraham doesn't agree. Abraham doesn't say, "You know, you're right. If someone were raised from the dead, then people would listen." Instead, Abraham says, "No, that won't work either." And remember, in the context of Luke's gospel, it is Jesus himself who is telling this story. And so there is this incredible acknowledgement that Luke puts in Jesus' own mouth. Having someone rise from the dead will not be enough to have people listen to the message that God has been trying to tell us for so long. The message that we should care for each other, especially those suffering right outside our door. Something more is needed. Something else is needed. And what I'm going to suggest to you tonight, my sisters and brothers, is that that something else is what brings us here. By having Jesus himself say that someone rising from the dead is not enough, Luke is pointing us toward what comes next in the history of salvation. He is pointing us toward what comes next in this long history of God's self-communication to us, the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, toward the beginning of the church and its mission in the world. Luke is pointing toward our place in the history of salvation, when we take responsibility to tell the world of the God of Israel and the good news of Jesus Christ, when we tell the world this incredible reality, that ours is a God that wants to communicate with us, that ours is a God that has something to say. And what's more, that God has invited us to participate and help with this communication. That in what we say to each other, in the sharing of our stories with each other, in the way we reveal ourselves through our lives, that God himself is revealed, and that the good news of Jesus Christ is shared with the world. And so we begin sharing our stories with each other tonight in a special way during this novena. For each of us who is here, we reveal something about ourselves by our very presence. On one level, each of us may be here for very different reasons, because we need God to bring healing, because we need God to bring help, because we need God to ease pain, because we wish God would bring a little joy. Some of us are here because we're worried about ourselves. Some of us are here because we are worried about someone else. Some of us may be here because we want to learn something. Some of us may be here because we want to forget something. Perhaps some of us are here for reasons we cannot yet name. However different our immediate reasons for being here may be, our being here reveals something we share. Our hope, our belief, our trust that the God of Jesus can do something about what we need. By being here, each of us is saying, I need, I want, I desire something from God. And by gathering here as we have, we are also saying that none of us want to seek that something alone. Because deep down we realize that what each of us seeks is what all of us seek. Some sense of God's love in our lives that we can share with the people around us. The very thing the rich man denies Lazarus. And so it is good that we are here to listen to the story that God has been trying to tell us all along, through the stories we know so well, and in the new story that is created here through the communion of people gathered together for 9 days in prayer, to express again this wonderful story that God has been trying to tell us, that we are loved, that we are cared for, and that we are not alone. So let us listen to that story as once again we tell that story, our story, anew.